Now, we'll turn to that issue we've been talking about throughout the programme. 400 people from Ireland's so-called lost generation are returning home every week. With those, they're obviously bringing money home to spend as well. And there's a suggestion, has been reports, that that is a factor driving up the prices of our housing stock. To discuss this, we're joined by Pat Davitt, the CEO of the Institute of Professional Auctioneers and Valuers. Pat, what is the story? Are you seeing lots of people with big wads of cash freshly back from Sydney or Dubai going out and buying houses?
Good morning, Shane. I loved your last story. I'm afraid I'm more of the Paul part where I have to shine my bald head. I'm the CEO, right, but I'm afraid that's the cash we're in.
Yeah.
We're seeing, Shane, certainly a lot of people coming back, and the figure says there's 400 of these a week, which is 20,000 per year.
Yeah.
And it's not that they're coming back with wads of cash, but they are coming back with money to buy properties. And I suppose the good thing is that they're coming back to Ireland, which
it
is
a good thing. Yeah, no, and they're very welcome back. We should say they're more than welcome back.
And I suppose that's the first thing to say. The second thing to say is, in a tight market in Dublin, which it is very tight, it's not tight in the rest of the country or a lot of the rest of the country, but it is tight in Dublin. Any sort of extra people buying properties obviously is going to affect the pricing, just like, I suppose, cost of construction and everything is going to affect it. So it's another small thing in the city that's affecting pricing to a certain degree and will affect it to a certain degree.
Do they have an advantage in terms of, I mean, is it likely that, do they tend to have bigger deposits? Do they tend to have saved more than people, their peers who stayed here, for example? Or is it possible to tell that at this stage? Even anecdotally, are you seeing much evidence that they have higher deposits?
I think a lot of people went away. They went away for numerous different reasons. But one of the reasons they went away was that they could come back and buy a property here. And I suppose it's the dream of lots of people that come back to Ireland. And a lot of these people have actually not alone the deposit, but they have probably the whole lot of the money to buy a property, which is very good and very important from their point of view, because they don't have to get a mortgage. The mortgage rules don't obviously apply to them because they have the whole lot of the money to buy the property. The other thing about them is that a lot of these people are country-based people, because they're the people that were having jobs and had to go away, and now they're coming back. But if we look at the amount of houses that we're talking about building at 35,000 a year, we believe that there's an extra 65,000 to 70,000 construction jobs there. So an awful lot more of these people will have to come back to complete those jobs or fill those jobs, because we don't have the Irish people here at the moment to fill those jobs.
Could it give a boost to the you mentioned a lot of them people from outside Dublin. I presume that means that in the main they are looking to go back to their home places. They're not buying houses in Dublin as much. Could that give a boost to the property sector outside Dublin, as you say, some of those areas struggling to attract people?
I think it's a help, and I think it's a big help, and I think that a lot of those people will come back, and I know them myself, some of them, because I've had nephews and nieces in that away, and even friends in that away, and some of them have come back, and they like to come back to their own area and buy their own house and settle their family if they have a family there, or come back to live with their parents there, and then they look for a job possibly somewhere else in Dublin if there's no job locally. That's what they're doing, and it's very good for local communities.
Okay, is there any glimmer of hope in the property sector? Are you seeing it at all? I mean, look, we've had so much talk over it, about it over the last couple of weeks. Supply is definitely the issue, and you know, it's not fair to apportion blame to any group, whether it's a group coming back or a group who stayed here. All they're looking to do is buy a house, and the problem isn't that they're looking to buy a house. The problem is that we're not building enough houses to meet demand.
I wouldn't blame them at all for pushing up the price of houses, and I don't believe they are. It's great to see them coming back to Ireland. It's great to see them coming back with money to buy properties. But I think that it's amazing when government talk about the housing. Like, we've heard Fianna Fáil in the past couple of weeks asking for the VAT reduction. We've been asking for that for years. But we've heard the Minister for Finance telling us that he wouldn't do that because he can't see it being passed on to
Does he have a point?
I don't think he has a point, because you need to think outside the box here. If he's going to take away the VAT and he's going to help the construction costs, he's going to have to make sure that at the other end, that price is passed on, so the price of properties should come down. So people who take advantage of it obviously are going to give and build the houses cheaper than ones that don't take advantage of it. I don't see what the problem is. And it's the same as he gave money to builders to build houses. He agrees the price before he ever starts.
Mm.
So why can't he do that? There's I can't see any big problem there.
Are you frustrated, just finally and very briefly, are you frustrated that the reaction from the government generally, do you feel there's a lack of innovation, a lack of sort of proactive ideas in relation to getting house building going?
I think there's a lot of goodwill there. They want to do things, but I suppose they're caught between a rock and a hard place because they don't want to be seen to be supporting builders. And that's not really where we are at the moment. We're in a situation where we need the builders to build us out of where we are right now. And somebody is going to have to take a hold of it one day and decide, look, we're going to bite the bullet here. We're going to give the builders money. We're going to help them to build these houses. We're going to get the prices at the end of the day guaranteed before they start building. And we're going to move on with this.
Okay. All right. We'll leave it there. Thanks for talking to us this morning. Pat Davitt, CEO of the Institute of Professional Auctioneers and Valuers.